You know, the real way to hear that song is standing in front of four Marshall stacks. Jeff Beck, totally out of his head on the power coming out of his guitar. And Mickey Wallace slamming the drums and Ron Wood playing that lead bass. That was something to see. Shame there isn't a really great live recording of that band, Jeff Beck Group. They were quite exceptional. And that album, Truth, is really, really good. But live, they just went to the stratosphere. Oh, game-changing record, if there ever was one, from 1968, mid-1968. We started with Fleetwood Mac from 69, from The Shrine. You heard Jeremy Spencer singing My Baby Sweet. Albert King from the Fillmore West. That would be 68, I think, later 68. He became a regular after his February 68 debut at the Fillmore West, Winterland, with Cream. No, John Mayo. John Mayo, Eric Clapton. No, I've got it all wrong. I'm confused. It's John Mayo with Mick Taylor, opening for Hendrix, and Albert King was on the bill. So a lot of guitars, a couple left-handed guitar players too on that night. And Albert King just kept coming back and really had a great career, solidified by his ballroom audiences and his incessant touring and his grumpy mood, apparently. You heard You Upset Me, Baby? John Mayo, that's what I was trying to get at. That's why Eric Clapton is stuck in my head. From the Blues Breakers album, it'll be John Mayo's second album. You heard the song, Have You Heard? And a blistering guitar solo on that. I remember when I got that record, one of my bandmate friends came down into the basement, and I had that cranked up, and he said, "What is that noise?" And I had to explain to him, it's Eric Clapton. Excuse me. And finish up with Jeff Beck. 503, and apparently it's foggy out. I should open up the shades and see what's going out there. It's not too bad. It's gray out. Okay, that means I have to do some stuff, some business here. Let me get this trick back up. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley, and KGLT supported by Alara Jewelry, locally grown, nationally known jeweler offering motivative, innovative, and eco-conscious artisanal fine jewelry. Open daily for walk-ins with a mask required. Private and virtual appointments also available. Details and online scheduler at AlaraJewelry.com. And the Dahlians have landed. The Daily Coffee Bar Nutri, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile order by using the Joe app information and menu online at DailyCoffeeBar.com. And got one more. Come on, give it to me. Yes. Sister Bill Saloon, a privately owned bar offering handcrafted burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village, open daily from noon to 8 p.m. Updates and information online at sisterbills.com or on Facebook. There you go. Got it all spit out. Again, returning to the new Paul McCartney album. Just can't say enough about how good it is. I sat down and listened to it again the other day at home and just thought I could play any song off it. And I sort of made a mental note of one I wanted to play, and I'm pretty sure it was this one.
Hear me, women and wives. Hear me, husband and lovers. What we do with our lives seems to matter to others. Some of them may chasing tomorrow. Many choices to make, many chains to unravel. Every path that we take makes it harder to choose.
travel, laughter turned to sorrow, doesn't get me down, chasing tomorrow.
The ups and downs of things.
specialize in neckties and you're not acting. Dress for a king, a spoiled child to be exact. You don't conceal your acts for clearing out a war field. Highlight the pages, scour the ages for new blood. Cramming your cells with prisons and hells, 'cause that's what you can do. Facts approved, click on check out Jumbo Virus. Speed the air quick, a yellow arrow go. You bravely lead the army to slaughter and force the horses to drink the poison.
Guided by Voices from their third album of the year. It's called We Paid for These Styles. Styles We Paid For. You heard the opening track, Megaphone O'Reilly. And I'm still waiting for my copy. It's caught up in some sort of mail slowdown from the place I ordered it from. Dang. It sounds good, though. Maybe while I'm waiting for that one, I can absorb the first two they put out this year. And I think he's probably already working on something else. Did I read an EP? Yeah, Bob Pollard. Can't stop him. Try as you might. What did you hear there? Paul McCartney did Women and Wives from his new album, 3. And Emmett Rhodes, who was tagged as the new Paul McCartney in 1968 or so. After his career with Merry-Go-Round, he started doing solo records. And they're good ones. He did 4 solo albums that are just spectacular. And he just got worked to death and gave up. Didn't do any music until just a few years ago. And what he did do wasn't really close to what people wanted to hear. And he sadly passed away this last year. Great talent. You know, he was 17 when he had a hit with the Merry-Go-Round. Not too shabby. And they're a great band. The record's incredible, and I saw them live, and they pulled it off at an outdoor festival. It's not something you'd expect from a real precise studio band like that. That sounded good too, next side by side. Let's Active from, that was their last album, Big Plans for Everyone. You heard In Little Ways. Elf Power from their, I believe, second album, maybe third album, called A Dream in Sound. You're Jane, and finish up with Guided by Voices. 5:22. Home stretch here. Got the last two sets planned out. That's it. It's that easy. Then go home. Drink some beer. That's a plan anyway. So let me do this, that, and the other. Let's see. Oh, this is important.
Hi, this is Michael Kurtz inviting you to tune in to the Free Spaghetti Dinner Show here on KGLT every other Monday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. But especially on Monday, January 18th at 5 p.m. to listen to my interview with The Doors drummer John Densmore as we discuss his new book, The Seekers, The Doors, of course, The Dalai Lama, Patti Smith, and a lot more.
Bring on through to the other side.
That's the Free Spaghetti Dinner Show right here on KGLT. Monday, January 18th at 5 p.m. with John Densmore of The Doors.
Wow. That's pretty exciting for KGLT. Michael's been talking about that for a while. Got it put together. I'll have to give that a listen. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten by Montana's Public Television Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's going to be 7 o'clock Washington week. And a lot to talk about this week in Washington. Firing line at 7:30. Front line at 8, 1,000 cuts. And 10 o'clock PBC World News. And if you're around tomorrow, you can see the Foo Fighters on Austin City Limits at 10. So, got plenty of options, but I think you're just going to want to stay with KGLT. That's a works best that way for all of us. Playing some music from some old friends from a very old record, records. The band's called the Bystanders. They're from Wales, they put out a lot of singles and nothing ever happened. And they evolved into a band called Man, which generated some noise. But the Bystanders records are fabulous, though they're all covers but one. This is the one original song they released on a B-side.
Clear.
from the Fabulous Man Band, produced by Roy Baker. They claim they beat him up. He did a good job. The album's called Rhinos, Winos, and Lunatics. The song's called Kerosene, and it's a smash. And they never played it live, though they knew it was a smash. Could never figure that one out. The Mysteries of the Man Band. Some bands just sometimes work against themselves, I guess. You heard The Bystanders, the early version of Man. That's Mickey Deke and Clive John. Red Williams and Jeff Jones. The Neutrons, a Man spinoff. Will Ewart and Phil Ryan. Their second album, Tales from the Blue Cocoons. You heard Come Into My Cave and finish up with Man. 5:40. I've just got enough time to squeeze out the next set, so try this.
The 2020 Bozeman Beautification Award winners have been announced. 16 award recipients, individuals, businesses, organizations, and service groups receive the honor for their aesthetic contributions to the look of Bozeman. A complete list of winners and images of their award-winning projects can be found online at bozeman.net. Since 1997, the Bozeman Beautification Advisory Board has been presenting the annual awards as a way of highlighting the beauty of Bozeman.
I've got a couple of brand new things to play for you. Just arrived in the mail. This is from Seattle, the Tripwires.
Yeah. Mind in hand, you'll find a way. You must We'll be right back.